Quarter to seven at Tamworth number one, 92.9, Good Charlotte, 1979. JB here, and on a little earlier than usual on a Monday, member for Tamworth, Kevin Anderson. How are you, Kev?
Morning, JB. Very well, mate. And yourself?
Yeah, very well, very well. Great to catch up. Thank you for catching up with me a little earlier than usual. Of course, just shocking news on Saturday with what happened at Bondi Junction. I'm sure we all know someone in Sydney. We all probably know someone who's shopped there. We've maybe even gone there ourselves. Just shocking news of what happened on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, look, it was, the world turned upside down, I think, on Saturday afternoon. I was coming back from the Gunnedah show and about to head down to Taste and news started to break, and it was just horrific, senseless attack on innocent people going about their daily business, going about their shopping on a Saturday afternoon. And you're right, JB, someone somewhere, everybody knows someone who's been to Bondi Junction, and it's just a tragic, tragic event that unfolded.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. And certainly something that, very thankfully, I think we can all, enjoy is the fact that thankfully this kind of stuff is just also a rare event here in Australia as well. I mean, I did a report for a news channel over in Canada over the weekend, and I stressed this to them. This is something that is just, as much as the word's been used so much over the last couple of years, but it really is unprecedented that these sort of things happen in Australia.
Well, it is. And when you think about, it can happen anywhere, anytime. And it's, sadly, it's a wake-up call to say you just don't know what can happen each day. So you've just got to make sure that, precautions are taken. And the thing that amazed me, JB, was everyday Australians standing up for complete strangers to protect and take care of those who are injured, but also to stand there in the way of harm. And we saw some people, the vision of Bondi Junction, where they tried to, get in the road and block this person from committing any more harm. And, just complete strangers protecting complete strangers. That's the great Australians that we are. And to be able to show that bravery and courage, when they're running into harm's way, is just incredible. So for those people, thank you. They were heroes. They were the ones who did everything they possibly could to protect those people at Bondi Junction.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. And we definitely, definitely massive thumbs up to all the emergency services, police and ambulance and paramedics and the doctors and, even shop staff and things like that. They were all there on the day. Certainly something that I'm sure when they woke up on Saturday morning, they didn't think that they'd be going to bed having done what they had to do on that Saturday. So, yeah, definitely. Hey, yes, Kev?
No, mate, you're right. You go ahead, sorry.
No, I was just going to say, you mentioned you're driving back from the Gunnedah show on Saturday. You're out there. How are things?
Well, I thought the show was fantastic. All the shows right across our region have been outstanding. We've had Manila, we've had Barrabool, we've had Tamworth and Gunnedah, and Kurrindai still to come in September. But the Kurrindai show was fantastic, and there were strong numbers, a lot of people out and about at the Gunnedah Show. Congratulations to the Gunnedah Show Society. And for the first time ever, JB, I entered a photograph in the art competition on the Friday night. A friend of mine, Paul Matthews, who runs the Blackjack Camera Club, said, mate, he said, you should put a couple of photos in. I showed him a couple that I'd taken. One was at Menindee Lakes when we're out west.
And, cool.
He said, you should put that in, enter it. And look, it didn't win, and I can see why it didn't win, because the quality was simply outstanding. But, what a great thrill to be able to take part in something like that.
That is awesome. Well done. Hey, you could have a budding future there, Kev. You never know, right. Hey?
Well, man, I don't know about that, but the quality of the photographs were absolutely fantastic. They were so good, but it was so nice to just put to put an entry in, and that's the thing with, shows, the poultry exhibition the pavilion rather, the jams, the roses, all of the cakes and things like that, the drawings, the artwork, you need people to contribute and take part and it's just fantastic to see that people do get behind their local show. And Gunnedah was great.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's it. You turned the soil for the new Banksia mental health unit last week as well, Kev.
Big deal, JB. This will change the way that mental health services are delivered in our region. It's a growing concern. We've got an existing mental health facility, but it's outlived its purpose now. Our staff do a magnificent job. They want to be able to deliver the care, the love and support for those that have mental health challenges in an environment that is befitting of allowing people to go back to their loved ones in a much better place. So, you know, the new Banksia Mental Health Facility, it's a $58 million facility, brand spanking new, and we turned the sod last week, as you said, JB. So this is a game changer for mental health in our region.
What's sort of the ETA from here for opening the next sort of 12, 18, 2 years?
Second half of next year. So,
cool.
You know, by the end of, by about October, November 2025. So it's about an 18-month build, and by the time they get it all ready, it'll be early 26. But, you know, for the first time ever, it'll have a dedicated child and adolescent mental health unit. At present, when someone needs that clinical intervention in mental health, they've got to go to Newcastle, and that's unacceptable. We need to be able to deliver those services close at home, and we can do it, and we will be able to do it when this new facility is up and running.
And finally, Taste Tamworth wrapped up on the weekend, an incredible 10 days of that event.
It's great to see, you know, the amount of food and produce, you know, that was on offer right across the 10 days, you know, from the Sweet Street in Fitzroy Plaza last week, and then obviously in the park on Saturday, and then and Sunday was Nundle with their Nundle Country Picnic and Dungowan lunch.
Yeah.
There were stacks of people there
at
Dungowan on Sunday as well, so it was the most gorgeous day. So great to see people out and about and enjoying Taste.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. And certainly one of those events has been building each and every year. And, you know, I'm sure the guys at Tamworth Regional Council and the events team and also the private operators that link up with Taste Tamworth are going to expect an even bigger 2025 for Taste Tamworth for sure. So, yeah, massive thumbs up to everyone who put on events for that one and went out there and supported it, that's for sure. Kev, thank you so much for the catch-up. A little earlier than usual this morning. You have a fantastic week. We'll catch up again next Monday.
Yeah, look forward to it, JB. Thanks, mate, and you have a great week. We'll talk soon.
92.9 supports local, which is why our community...
Of course, Taylor Swift, Karma, at 92.9. In Fino Tracks, back on TikTok, that dispute between Taylor Swift's record label Universal Music Group and TikTok looks like it's been resolved in her case because Tay-Tay owns her masters. They're back on TikTok for now. It's likely she's reached a deal ahead of her upcoming album drop this Friday. The brand new album comes out. 727 JB here. Time to find out how we are going in our Tamworth Plasma and Blood Drive. Thanks so much to the team at the Australian Red Cross Lifeblood. We are on our way to getting 929 donations by the middle of May. That will help save over 2,700 lives. At the moment, just in the last week, we have seen 67 whole blood and now 264 plasma donations. That is bringing the total to 331 donations in the first 2 weeks of the blood drive. If you like percentages, like I often do, 35% of the way there, so over a quarter of the way there in 2 weeks. Well done. Massive pat on the back. And look, if you haven't donated yet, well, you can give yourself an even extra big pat on the back if you donate to help out. They've got one whole blood appointment still available for tomorrow when the donor center reopens. Otherwise, there is still 22 plasma appointments available for tomorrow. And Wednesday, they've got 6 whole blood appointments available and 16 plasma appointments. To help out, you can donate by calling 1314 95 or visit lifeblood.com.au and help us make our target in the Tamworth Plasma and Blood Drive. Thanks to Lifeblood and us at Tamworth's number one for the community, 92.9. It's
McCafe Coffee Break.
And checking out some of the school holiday activities right around the region over the next fortnight to keep the kids and parents entertained. And the NIAS Football Club Autumn Holiday Clinics are on at the Gipps Street Sports Fields all this week from 8:30 till 12 on Monday through to Wednesday for 8 to 12-year-olds, and then Thursday and Friday between 9 and 12 for 5 to 7-year-olds. Tomorrow, Pinwa and Picasso is doing Painting Under the Sea between 9 and 11. So if you've got a bit of a budding artist in your household, then get along and enjoy that one. And if they love a bit of Irish dancing, A Taste of Ireland is on tomorrow night at the Capitol Theatre. It returns with a performance that is Celtic for this decade, where you'll laugh, cry and jig into the night with a show that has entertained thousands of people. If you've got a budding sort of scientist or doctor in your household, then I think the kids will enjoy this one. You Are a Donut is on at the Capitol Theatre this week. It's on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. and then Thursday there's two shows during the day there at 10 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. It's a biological musical comedy adventure that explores the ins and outs of the human digestive system. That is You Are a Donut on at the Capitol Theatre. The 2024 Independent Miniature Horse Registry Grand National Show is on at the ALEC from Thursday through till Sunday. Entry for spectators is free for that one. The Manila Market's on Saturday between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. at the Pioneer Park in Manila. The Tamworth Dressage Club Championships is on at ALEC from 8 a.m. on Saturday. The Power Station Museum will have the John Fowler steam engines running on Saturday between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. and Sunday between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. The kids will love that, no doubt. The Peel Street Market's on Sunday between 8 and 12 with over 90 stall holders. Something for everyone there. Res and Art for Kids is on at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. next Tuesday at the Two Rivers office in Denny Street. So the kids, if they're into their arts and crafts, will certainly enjoy that one. And then if they're a bit of a motoring enthusiast, Friday the 26th of April, the Tamworth Tire Torture is on at the Oakburn Park Motorsport Complex from 12 midday next Friday, April 26th. Lots going on right around the region these school holidays. All the details up on our events guide as well, fm929.com.au. If we've maybe missed your event, please, if you're a community non-for-profit organisation, you can let us know if you've got a school holiday event. All the contact details on our website as well, fm929.com.au. Let us know so we can include it in our school holiday guide. And that is our McDonald's McCafe coffee break. 7:45 at 92.9. We'll check out the Brain Starter. See if we can give away that JJ's Pizza for day one of the school holidays. After this, Matchbox 20 at 92.9. She said it's cold outside. 92.9, Tamworth number one, JB for breakfast for Country Auto's quality used cars and service centre on this Monday morning. Hopefully you had a fantastic weekend. Maybe your sports team got a win in. Maybe you went out, checked out round two of the local Group 4 competition. Werris Creek defeating Narrabri to get underway at Collins Park in Narrabri, 38 to Narrabri's 18. Bogabri getting a win in over Gunnedah, 44-26. Moree, 42, defeating North Tamworth, 16 at Jack Woolston Oval over the weekend as well. Where else are we over the weekend? I've just lost my scores. Here we go. In the final game, Katingle versus Wee War, and Katingle getting a win in there over Wee War this week's Group 4, Round 2. Katingle getting a win in over Wee War. 66 to Wee War's 6. Sorry about that. And Round 3 getting underway on Saturday. Bogabri versus Narrabri. North Tamworth versus Dungowan. And then Sunday, Moree versus Gunnedah at home in Moree. And Werris Creek versus Wee War in Werris Creek for Round 3. In the National NRL over the weekend, the Roosters getting a win in over the Knights to get round six underway on Thursday. The Storm defeating the Bulldogs 16-14, the Broncos 28 to the Dolphins 14. A tie, we had a draw on Saturday in Auckland, the Warriors 22, the Seagulls 22, Eels 27 defeating the Cowboys, the Sharks defeating the Rabbitohs 34-22, the Dragons getting a win in over the Tigers, and the Raiders just getting a win in over the Titans 21-20 in the AFL, in the NRL round six. And in the AFL over the weekend, Brisbane Lions getting a win in over Melbourne 82-60, Essendon winning by 29 over the Bulldogs, St Kilda getting a win, the Adelaide Crows by 2 over Carlton, the Gold Coast Suns getting a win over Hawthorn, the Fremantle, Port Adelaide over Frio 66-63, Geelong Cats getting a win in over North Melbourne, and the West Coast Eagles winning over Richmond to end round 5 of the AFL over the weekend. Hopefully your team got a win, and we'll bring you an update next on how things are going in an Australian Red Cross Lifeblood Tamworth Plasma and Blood Drive. We are inching our way closer to 929 donations. That will help save over 2,700 lives. How are we going? I'll give you the details right after this. Colby Calais, this is Bubbly at 92.9, Tamworth's number one.
Will you count me in?
Final of the Lions Youth of the Year competition on April 27 in Sydney.
That is all coming up in our local news with John Wolfe in about 9 minutes' time here at 92.9. I wonder if John Wolfe can do a good Wolfe impersonation. I must find out from him. And I mentioned that. That was a very cheesy segue, because all this week we are doing Who Can You Do to Go to the Zoo. The best animal impersonation at the end of the week will be off to the Taronga Western Plains Zoo. Lucinda, good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Have you been to the Taronga Western Plains Zoo before?
I have. It could be about 6 years ago since I've been.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, hey, plenty of new animals there, including those rhino calves as well, which is just awesome. Lucinda, who can you do for your chance to head off to the zoo? What's your animal impersonation?
I always loved those old school monkeys that used to live on the island many years ago. I believe they're both passed away now, but they were my favourite when I was a kid.
And can you give us your monkey impersonation?
Can do.
Take it away. Lucinda, well done. I like it. Hold on now. I'll just get some details off you, okay?
Easy.
Not bad, not bad. Thanks, Lucinda. Cheers for that. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Morning, JB. Good, thank you.
What animal can you impersonate, Lisa?
Okay, I'm going to be real silly here, and I'm going to impersonate an earthworm. You ready?
Sure, go for it. Well done. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. I thought you were about to impersonate Dominic Perrottet for a second there, but anyway. Allowed to say that now that he's not in power anymore. I'm pretty sure he's retired. Lisa, yes. Hang on there. Yes. I'll get your details, okay?
Sure, thank you.
Fantastic. I'm not sure whether Lisa's going to win it come the end of the week, but hey, look, we'll see. Stranger things have happened. Brendan, hello.
Yeah, how you going?
Very well. What animal can you impersonate for us, Brendan?
Kookaburra.
Ah, oh, love it. Brendan, give us your kookaburra.
There you go.
It's like one's right outside the window. Hey? It's like I need to go see our boss because the studio soundproofing's busted and there's a kookaburra right outside the window. Brendan, that was sensational. Thank you so much. Hang on there. I'll get your details, okay?
Thank you.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you very much. Hey, some fantastic impersonations there. And we are going to be playing this all day while you work. So while the kids are on school holidays, they can join in the fun as well. Meals will put some more people in the draw after 10 and after 1 o'clock this afternoon with Ames. Who can you do to head off to the Taronga Western Plains Zoo on us? And Tamworth's number one with all the prizes. 92.9, 824, Banner now. And 92.9. That is the Gin Blossoms out of the 90s. Follow you down here at 92.9. JB here. Looking forward to this. Tomorrow, I'm chatting with, from the Taronga Western Plains Zoo, who, of course, you can go along and enjoy these school holidays with Who Can You Do to Go to the Zoo. What was that one?
That was meant to be an elephant.
Meow.
Raw.
I wasn't elephant. That kind of turned into a wolf at the end there.
I don't know what that was.
So kind of
is this
awesome.
Gonna be a hybrid whole week?
Yeah, it will be. And welcome to everyone that just tuned in at that exact moment. Welcome.
No more animals.
No more talk breaks, just noises.
Yeah, that's it. Tomorrow, I'm chatting with a platypus keeper from Taronga Western Plains Zoo.
Stop it.
So I'm looking forward to that. That is going to be incredible.
Do you reckon he can do a good platypus noise?
Well, that's what my question number one. Have you seen my research notes? I've been researching all weekend for this. And I'm wondering, do they make a noise?
I'm going to Google it once we get out of here.
Yeah.
You know I am. I'm jumping on YouTube.
Do you know what a baby platypus is called? This is part of my research notes.
What? I don't know.
A puggle.
I knew. Oh my God, yes.
How good is that? It's
that's
a puggle.
So good. That's
baby
so
platypus,
weird.
A puggle.
But it's cute. I like it.
I love
it.
That.
Yeah. I want a puggle.
How good is that? Do you know what a baby meerkat's called? This will be our whole week as well. Just like what a baby animal's called. What are groups of animals called?
I can't remember, but I did see baby meerkats when I was in Melbourne last year. And they're the cutest things ever.
I
was chasing their mum around. I felt for the mum. The mum just wanted to get away from these two babies, and they're like, yeah, it was very relatable. Very
Andrew's
relatable.
Like, I get it.
Yeah.
Baby meerkat's called a pup.
Oh, I did know that, actually.
So, surprised me. I wouldn't expect a baby meerkat to be called a pup.
You know, meerkats don't squeak. They bark.
Oh, it's a bark, is it?
Yeah,
right.
So
why are they called mere dogs, then? If they're called a pup as a baby and they bark, they're more dog-like than feline, aren't they?
They're called meerkat.
So,
Meerkats.
You should bring that up. You should
bring that up
with
the platypus keeper, and they'll be like, "Look, not my remit. I look after the platypuses, mate, not the meerkats."
Say, I want to speak to the manager, the mere manager, if you will.
Mere manager.